Good evening, this is Akashvani and I'm Anita Thapar with the news at 9. The headlines. Election process begins with political parties holding rallies after announcement of poll schedule. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds NDA's first rally in Andhra Pradesh, says NDA moves ahead taking regional aspirations and national progress in mind. Counting of votes for Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim assembly elections to be taken up on 2nd June instead of 4th of June. Election Commission uploads fresh data on electoral bonds on its website. Former Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel named an FIR in online betting scam case. And in cricket, Delhi Capitals set a target of 113 against Royal Challengers Bangalore in final of Women's Premier League. The poll process has begun with political parties holding rallies after the announcement of the poll schedule by the Election Commission. The Model Code of Conduct has also come into effect, with the EC issuing elaborate guidelines for electioneering. Addressing the first NDA election rally in Palnadu district of Andhra Pradesh today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserted that the NDA coalition moves forward with both regional aspirations and national progress in mind. He said the aim of the NDA is to build a developed Andhra Pradesh for a developed India. Mr. Modi said that with the double-engine government of the NDA in Andhra Pradesh, development here will receive even more momentum.
Hamara NDA Gathbandhan, regional aspirations or national progress, dono ko saath lekar chalta hai. NDA ka lakshya hai, viksit Bharat ke liye, viksit Andhra Pradesh ka nirman.
The Prime Minister said that the government is paying attention to the small needs of the farmers. He said under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi, farmers in the region have been given over 700 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also emphasized that during his government's tenure, numerous leading educational institutes have been inaugurated or foundation stones laid. Telugu Desam Party Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu, Jan Sena Party Chief Pavan Kalyan, leaders of all the three parties participated in the election rally. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today said that the current fight is between two ideologies and not just between the BJP and the Congress. Addressing a gathering in Tejpal Hall in South Mumbai, Mr. Gandhi said, while the Congress emphasizes on decentralization of power, the ruling party's ideology is that the country should run centrally. He took out the Nyay Sankalp Padyatra from the Mani Bhavan, Mahatma Gandhi's home in Mumbai, to the August Kranti Maidan.
ये हिंदुस्तान के दो एक्सप्रेशंस के बीच में लड़ाई है ये बीजेपी कांग्रेस के बीच में लड़ाई नहीं हिंदुस्तान बीच से चलाया जाएगा ऊपर से चलाया जाएगा और एक दूसरा तरीका है कि हिंदुस्तान को डिसेंट्रलाइज तरीके से हिंदुस्तान के सब लोगों को सुनकर चलाया जाए.
Meanwhile, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today concluded his 63-day-old Bharat Jodo Nyay Yatra in Mumbai by paying tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar at his memorial, Chaitya Bhumi, and reading the preamble of the Constitution. He said he had to take up the challenging Bharat Jodo Yatra because the real issues that are ailing the country like unemployment, violence, hatred, inflation, farmers' issues, Agnivir issues were being ignored by the media. Rahul Gandhi was addressing a rally of the INDIA Alliance at the iconic Shivaji Park in Mumbai. Prominent leaders of the alliance, including NCP Sharad Chandra Pawar Chief Sharad Pawar, Shiv Sena UBT President Uddhav Thackeray, Tamil Nadu CM and DMK Chief MK Stalin, Jharkhand CM and JMM Leader Champai Soren, RJD Leader Tejaswi Yadav, National Conference President Farooq Abdullah and Aam Aadmi Party Leader Saurabh Bhardwaj and PDP Leader Mehbooba were present at the rally. In Maharashtra, Shiv Sena UBT MLC Amsha Padavi today joined the Eknath Shinde-led faction of the Shiv Sena in the presence of Chief Minister Shinde in Mumbai. Amsha Padavi is the tribal face of the Shiv Sena in remote areas of Nandurbar district. He has been working with the Shiv Sena for many years diligently, establishing the party's presence in Nandurbar district. In the 2022 Legislative Council elections, Uddhav Thackeray had sidelined many prominent party leaders and nominated Amsha Padavi for the Legislative Council. This move had led to discontent among other party members. While 40 MLAs joined Eknath Shinde in his rebellion, Padavi remained loyal to Thackeray. However, Padvi has now joined the Shinde-led Shiv Sena ahead of the Lok Sabha elections in 2024. The Election Commission has changed the date for counting of votes for the Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim Assembly polls to the 2nd of June instead of the 4th of June. In a statement, it said there will be no change in the schedule for parliamentary constituencies in the two states. The 32-member Sikkim Assembly and 60-member Arunachal Pradesh Assembly will go to polls in a single phase, along with the first phase of Lok Sabha elections on the 19th of April. The election for a 175-member Andhra Pradesh Assembly will be conducted in a single phase on the 13th of May, and for a 147-member Odisha Assembly will be held in four phases on the 13th, 20th, 25th of May and the 1st of June, along with the Lok Sabha polls. The Election Commission had yesterday announced the poll schedule for Assembly elections in Sikkim, Odisha, Andhra Pradesh and Arunachal Pradesh, along with the general elections. The Election Commission today uploaded the data received in the digitized form from the Registry of the Supreme Court on electoral bonds on its website. The data can be accessed at the Commission's website. The EC said in a statement that political parties had filed data on the electoral bonds in a sealed cover as directed by the Supreme Court. The data received from political parties was deposited in the Supreme Court without opening the sealed covers. In pursuance of the Apex Court's order on the 15th of March this year, the Registry of the Supreme Court had returned the physical copies along with a digitized record of the same in a pen drive in a sealed cover. The Election Commission has announced para archer and Arjuna awardee Sheetal Devi as its national PWD icon. Her name was announced at an exhibition cricket match between the Indian Deaf Cricket Association team and the Delhi and District Cricket Association team held yesterday in Delhi. The match was organised by the Election Commission in association with the Board of Control for Cricket in India to foster voter education and inclusivity. On the occasion, the Commission launched a dedicated voters' guide for PWDs and senior citizen electors. The comprehensive booklet outlines essential provisions available to PWDs and senior citizens, including infrastructural, informative and procedural details at polling stations. A day after the Election Commission of India announced the dates of the poll for the general elections 2024, Punjab Director General of Police Gaurav Yadav said that the Punjab police is fully geared up to ensure free, fair and peaceful elections in the border state. Polling for the general elections in the state will be held in the last phase of polls on the 1st of June. A report.
Security has been beefed up across the state and field officers have been asked to audit the police force. 25 companies of Central Armed Police Forces, CAPF, have been deployed to instill confidence among the general public as well as to dominate sensitive and higher sensitive areas in the state. The checking at interstate borders has been intensified to check the movement of anti-social elements, criminals and drug smugglers. Sheshu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024 Special Program on General Elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy,
stay tuned for Lok Prasarak ke saath Lok Nirnay 2024.
The Chhattisgarh Economic Offences Wing has lodged an FIR naming 19 individuals, including former Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel, unnamed bureaucrats and police officers and others in connection with the Mahadev Book online betting scam.
The EOW initiated the case on March 4 following an application submitted by the Enforcement Directorate. The EOW has charged the accused under sections of the Prevention of Corruption Act, including fraud, criminal conspiracy and forgery. As per the FIR, the illicit proceeds from the online betting app were invested in several companies including shell companies and the stock market. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
The Enforcement Directorate ED has summoned Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case linked to alleged irregularities in the Delhi Jal Board. He has been asked to depose before the investigation agency at its office in the National Capital tomorrow and record his statement under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA. This is the second case registered under PMLA in which Mr. Kejriwal has been summoned. He's already facing summons in the Delhi Excise Policy-linked money laundering case. Till now, Mr. Kejriwal has skipped 8 summons in the case, terming them illegal. The 9th notice has been sent to him to appear before the ED on the 21st of this month. The External Affairs Ministry has said 2 foreign students were injured in an incident of violence at the Gujarat University in Ahmedabad yesterday. In a social media post, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said one of them has been discharged from hospital after receiving medical attention. He said the state government is taking strict action against the perpetrators and the ministry is in touch with the Gujarat government. In Maharashtra, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, today attached 4 immovable properties as proceeds of terrorism in the ISIS module case in Pune. In a statement, it said that the attached properties are linked with 11 accused persons, including 3 absconders. The NIA said they were being used for the purposes of IED fabrication and its training and planning of terrorist acts. It said the properties used by the accused are residential houses and flats. The NIA further said this case relates to an ISIS conspiracy to spread terror by carrying out attacks at various places in Maharashtra, Gujarat and other parts of India. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that India needs to be prepared domestically by focusing on manufacturing to counter China. Speaking at the India Today conclave yesterday, he said, if you need to deal with China, you need to have an economy which is geared up for it. Dr. Jaishankar said, it's not just about the boundary issue, but there are major economic issues as well. The External Affairs Minister said, it was only in the last decade that India started focusing on its manufacturing sector to take on China. Dr. Jaishankar noted that while the relationship with China deteriorated after the 2020 Galwan clashes, the tensions had been building up over a period of time. Speaking about the military-level talks with China, Dr. Jaishankar said, there are issues related to border patrolling because both the forces are forward deployed. The Indian Navy has successfully rescued 17 crew members of a hijacked cargo vessel, MV Ruin, and captured all 35 pirates from it. The Indian Navy said INS Kolkata intercepted the pirate ship, which was sailing almost 2,600 kilometers from the Indian shores, and forced it to stop through calibrated actions. The operation lasted for 40 hours. Later, the vessel was sanitized for the presence of illegal arms, ammunition, and contraband. The Maltese-flagged vessel was hijacked in December last year near the Yemeni island of Socotra. In the final of the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Delhi Capitals have set a victory target of 114 runs for Royal Challengers Bangalore in New Delhi. Deciding to bat first, DC were all out for 113 runs in 18.3 overs. For DC, Shefali Verma top scored with 44 runs. For RCB, Shreyanka Patil picked up 4 wickets, Sophie Molyneux 3 and Subhana Asha took 2 wickets. Indian athlete Gulveer Singh shattered a 16-year-old national record by over 20 seconds by clocking 27 minutes and 41.8 seconds in the 10 event at San Juan Capistrano in California. The 25-year-old finished second in the men's 10,000 meters race on Saturday. However, the Asian Games bronze medalist failed to qualify for the Paris Olympic Games as he missed the qualification time of 27 minutes by over 41 seconds. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Election process begins with political parties holding rallies after announcement of poll schedule. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds NDA's first rally in Andhra Pradesh, says NDA moves ahead, taking regional aspirations and national progress in mind. Counting of votes for Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim Assembly elections to be taken up on 2nd of June instead of 4th of June. Election Commission upholds fresh data on electoral bonds on its website. Former Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel named an FIR in online betting scam case. And in cricket, Delhi Capitals set a target of 114 against Royal Challengers Bangalore in final of Women's Premier League. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.